This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3703 for Wednesday, the 12th of October, 2022. Today's show is entitled McCurdy House Tour. It is the 90th show of Operator and is about 13 minutes long. It carries an explicit flag. The summary is Operator brings us on a house tour.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Hacker Public Radio with your host, Operator. I'm going to do something a little weird. Today I'm going to do a kind of house tour. Most of it will be technology based. And I'm not really going to do show notes. There's some things that are specific to certain things that I'll have to provide a URL, but in general I'm not doing show notes, and I know everyone hates that. But you can pretty much Google everything except for what I'm going to put in the show notes. So. We'll start off in the garage here. I have a ESP32 Arduino board powering a bunch of lights, like 1400 Christmas tree lights year round. And there's a thing called J-Channel that you can put in. And if y'all want more episodes to expand, just let me know. But this is J-Channel that you can drill holes in every 3 inches, and you got your fancy year-round Christmas tree lights. So far, so good. I've had to repair it once. It should last longer than that, but whatever. Automatic garage door with code. That's what everybody has nowadays. Let's see. I got one of those beach things. It's a folding beach wheel cart. I opted on the one without the giant plastic wheels because it's kind of a pain in the butt to put in and out of cars. The slimmer wheels are better because you can fit more stuff in. Folding chairs, everybody has those. Pressure washer. The pressure washer I have is used. I rebuilt it. I do not recommend building or rebuilding pressure washers because it's basically two engines. You got one engine, it's the engine, and the other engine is the pump system. And, you know, you get leaks and whatever. But when you're doing pumps, anything with water or metal and water, you can use a radiator anti-rust with water pump lube by Prestone. It's a yellow bottle, and it's this blue liquid that's essentially, I don't even know what's in it, but it helps protect winterize metal and stuff like that. So I let it run through, pull the crank a couple of times, but the white stuff comes out, and that's how you let it sit. You drain the water out as best you can, and then you let it sit with that that radiator goo in it. Anyways, moving on. I got one of those big plastic oil pans. Screws, boxes, used cat litter boxes. Nothing interesting or useful there. I got a nice chainsaw, a real nice steel chainsaw. And tried to learn how to chop my head off. But if you do have a chainsaw, invest in a good one and take care of it and sharpen it and know how to use it and know not to use it. If you spit on it and the spit steams up or whatever and sizzles, something is wrong. Your chainsaw is too hot. Stop. Figure out what's going on. You know, you need more oil. You need to sharpen it. Whatever. Make your own mixes. Don't buy the 50-50 stuff from the store. It's stupid expensive. Various yard ornaments for Halloween, Mr. Foggers, or the fog machines. You want to clean them out with, they say vinegar. I just clean them out with water and let them run through, steam comes out. And then I pour the water out and then I let it run till it's dry for a very short time. Cause you don't want to run anything that's supposed to take a load that's without a load on it. So, you know, dry pumps, dry firing, dry anything. You don't want to do that. Water irrigation system I have in the front. That's a little pop-up thing you can build your own, but somebody did half of ours, and that's a whole completely different story. But a timer-based little drip irrigation system that I set up. The threads on the irrigation stuff is different than the threads on your traditional hose. So in America, we have like two different kinds, and they feel like they're the same, but they are not. So you will destroy threads on stuff if you try to use a traditional hose for some of these other attachments. They're different, slightly different, what do they call it, lengths or whatever for the threads on things. So I've ruined a timer just because I thought the hose attachment was supposed to sit on there right, and then you had to get a converter. Let's see, boxes and stuff, various organizing of things. Took an old floodlight and made a spotlight out of it. So I just took apart the LED, worked fine, but the switching part of the motion light didn't work. So I just bypassed all that, and now I have a stupid 900 lumen workbench light that I can put really anywhere. Buy a nice bike pump and a nice bike so you can do good stuff. Chainsaw rope on a chain. Chainsaw blade, essentially, or a chainsaw chain on a rope, and you throw it up there and you try not to get the chain stuck. But I've pulled down three branches so far. It is an effort to get all that figured out, but you can cut down branches that are touching your house or whatever. You don't want branches touching your house because critters can easily get in and out of the top level. They can just crawl up the tree and go straight into your house. Had ants doing that with us. We save styrofoam, whatnot. We're only 5 minutes in, so I'm kind of moving at a decent speed. Trying to make sure I don't take forever on this one. Various bibs and bobs. Oh, we use Benz 100 Max formula for insecticide. It's like 97% DEET, and it doesn't smell like nasty like the Deep Woods Off. So if you have to use Deep Woods Off, I would switch to Benz. It's very oily, and you have to kind of rub it in your skin, and I use a piece of a piece of plastic tubing to like apply it. So I'll spray a little bit on, and I apply it with the plastic tube and smear it around. It gets to be a mess. You can't really spray it on. You have to spray it on and kind of wipe it in with something. And then you get that oily stuff all over yourself, and you know, you kind of stink, but it's not nearly as bad as whatever. Giant box of 32 dB NRR ear protection. You need ear protection a lot more than you think. So put them in your car if you're going to a concert, put them in your purse, put them in your book bag, put them in your backup. You know, it's just like Neosporin. I have Neosporin everywhere. I have earplugs everywhere. And don't wear them too much because you'll end up with ear problems, because earplugs and earbuds shouldn't be worn all the time. Bug stuff. I did an episode on the bug stuff, so Delta Dust for getting behind walls and whatnot. So I did an episode on bugs. If you want to listen to that one, pretty much it. I haven't gotten to the inside, but there is all the blaster stuff is great. The blaster has a penetrating catalyst. It doesn't work really. What you want to do is a hot, cold method. So if it's metal, and you're having problems with whatever that is, hit it with a torch if you can. And then cool it down with like some ice or an upside down can of air, and you transition back and forth between that, ending on cold and banging it with a hammer or something like that. And sometimes you won't have to get out the angle grinder and cut something off. Just that cold hot transition is enough to break everything free along with a blaster, and you might get lucky and get what you want. Those ladder things that go on the top of a ladder to be more secure, I've only used it a handful of times. But you see people on ladders walking around like they own the place, and it scares the crap out of me. A cutoff valve for your water meter. If you do not have one, get one. Show your spouse how to use it. Make sure everyone knows how to use it. Make sure that your water meter is clear. I mean, here in the U.S. at least, and you can get to it and you can easily pull it off. Maintenance that thing at least once every 2 years. Make sure that it's not gross down there and you can get to the shutoff valve and it's nice and clean. I had to spend probably an hour or two just cleaning up originally that shutoff valve around our house, because if something happens, and you call, you have to call the county or city, whatever, to cut something off, or a plumber to cut something off. You don't want to be doing that, because it's going to cost you like $200 or $300 just to have somebody shut off their valve for you. Air compressor. A lot of people don't know you're supposed to bleed it out when you're done using it. Same thing, maintenance. If you have a motor or something with a motor in it, or it's a tool that's mechanical in nature, just do the due diligence of like whatever the product is, maintenance, and figure out, okay, what do I have to do for my angle grinder maintenance? Oh, cool, I'm not supposed to use the blades all the way down to the stub because it might shatter in my face. I don't know if they do like those anymore, but you know, see these awful angle grinder videos of people like over not misusing the angle grinder blades and chunks of hot slag in their face or something. Anyways, that's most of the garage. Tools, tab tools everywhere. Can't have too many screwdrivers. I've got a decent grill. Costco had a ceramic grill because I'm so tired of buying crappy aluminum or whatever. Crabby grills. See them down the street. There's one in the street right now down the street. See them all the time. Vacuum cleaners. People don't know how to fix stuff. People don't want to pay to fix stuff. Everything is garbage. So I bought a ceramic Komodo, basically like a Green Egg knockoff. And they have deals on them at Costco every once in a while. Slick Deals will have a nice deal on it. You get the cover, which is like, you know, $100 for, you know, however, for free, basically. And then, yeah, that's the whole thing. Still trying to figure that out. I'm not going to do an episode on that because people have beat that dead horse. I think the garage is pretty much done. There's nothing super cool in there. My bike, maintenance, figure that out. I still haven't figured out my bike, but kitchen's pretty basic. I would say, we got some knife block for our anniversary or whatever, wedding gift, and I've been slowly swapping out the knives with like super fancy what are these fancy shun knives. So our knife block is like getting completed. One of these days we'll have a complete set of shun knives, but apparently the whole thing with knives is that you've got like soft steel, and then you've got like your German steel that's harder steel, and these shun knives are kind of overkill. Like they're for like making sushi and stuff, because you use them and you gotta sharpen them and hone them like every time you use them, but it's a thing. Pretty much down here, Kathy loves this Bissell thing, the little Bissell floor cleaner. It's blue. I don't know the model number of it. Bissell Crosswave. Whatever their nearest Crosswave is, it's so far so good. They're all garbage, but she likes it.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.